Okay, so we've got Summer House this week. It was quite explosive. We've got Jesse still doing the Jesse thing where he does anything. When I was watching it, he sort of doesn't lie, but he does anything to deflect from him. And he throws people under the bus no matter what it is. So maybe what Lexi said, so there was a problem between Lexi and Sierra, where she said, "I can't believe you went to the tennis with her." And he's made out that Lexi's got this big problem about them hanging out. And it's just a very strange, the drama that he creates is the deflection drives me nuts. So he's a dick. That's all that I've got to say about that. Still team Lexi. She's copped it a bit about taking him back, all that stuff. She's young.
Yeah, very.
So, yeah. Then we've seen Amanda with her swimwear preview, and I am so happy to see her happy. After watching her for seasons be depressed and want to go home to the dogs and want to be in the bed, she's found her groove, and I love it. I'm loving seeing her happy. Lindsay's timeline Instagram post, where she has written a book that they've said, was hilarious. And then they've had the freedom dinner. So, where Lindsay is celebrating, I think, with sandwiches, their breakup date from Carl. Carl's had to be explained what the ick is from people because I was saying how Lexi got the ick. But Carl is a walking example of the ick. So, I'm not sure. I get why he's offended because I'm like, that's. Yeah, the freedom dinner was hilarious to me. I could, it was just the strangest fly on the wall moment where you were like, oh my God, this is happening. And they had competing sandwich dinners.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a very American thing. They love their sandwiches. It's more like a big focaccia, I think.
Is it like a Subway?
I think so. Yeah. It would have lots of filling in it. Yeah, huge. So just want to go back to the Lexi stuff for a minute. I think she made a big mistake by picking a fight with Sierra. I mean, Sierra's going to win every battle. She is a formidable opponent. She has got experience with this. She's a reality TV, icon, veteran, whatever you want to call it. And I just think she was, yeah, it was not a good idea. It was not a good idea. So I don't think it's going to end well. I don't like where it's going for her.
I don't like where it's going. I don't think it was a deliberate fight that was picked, though. I think he has added fuel to that fire. I think she said, "Why are you at the tennis with her when on the weekend you were telling me you don't really like her that much?" So I think, and the problem is he always chooses these moments where there's no cameras. And that to me is a red flag. And I know Carl doesn't understand all the red flags and the beige flags, but it's like a red flag that he goes to after these moments where there's no camera. So we don't know what was actually said. Sierra doesn't know what was said, but it sounds worse maybe than it is. Jump scare next week. Danielle is back again.
I just don't understand it. I mean, she's there, but why? No one asked for that.
No, we don't want her.
No.
So next week's episode looks like it's going to kick off
And that's the
something huge.
finale. I think it's the right time to finish it. I think it's been a long season, but it's been an amazing season. I think it's one of the best. Yeah, I have really, really enjoyed it. And I want to see the finale and I want to see the reunion.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.